Chapter 6. Let's make a deal.
Whoa!
Hold on there! I say. I wedge my way between Jonah and Mr. Beast. That's crazy talk!
Excuse me?
Mr. Beast hollers. My mind is racing. This is what happened to Beauty's father. You can't hurt my brother.
Why not?
Asks Mr. Beast. He crosses his furry arms.
What will you give me in return?
I don't know what to say. I don't even have a watch to trade anymore. I have nothing at all. Except, I do have something. I have information.
I know how to break your curse,
I announce, my hands on my hips. Mr. Beast gasps and then narrows his eyes.
You know about the curse?
I nod. I do, and I know just the girl who will break it. Promise not to hurt my brother, and I'll prove it to you. Mr. Beast grazes his fangs against his lower lip.
How do I know you're telling me the truth?
I am! I swear! I hold up my hands. We know your whole story.
Jax must have told you.
Mr. Beast grumbles. He stomps his foot into the soil.
That purple-haired pipsqueak.
Who's Jax?
It doesn't matter who told me, I say. What matters is what I know. I know you used to be very handsome before you got cursed. Mr. Beast furrows his brow.
Thanks, I guess,
he says gruffly. And, I continue, I know that a girl named Beauty is supposed to come here. She's beautiful, just like her name. She'll fall in love with you, and she'll agree to marry you. And then you'll return to your normal, non-beastly self. He crosses his hairy, beastly arms.
That's all pretty hard to believe. No one wants to marry me. Trust me.
It's the truth, I swear. I think fast. Let us go find this beauty for you. We'll bring her here and you'll see. She's the love of your life, your soulmate, the person who ends the curse. Come on, Mr. Beast. What do you have to lose? Jonah and I hold our breath. Mr. Beast closes his eyes for a second. Then he opens them.
All right, he says eventually. You have until dinner, or your brother gets hurt.
My heart starts to hammer. Mr. Beast isn't really going to kill my brother, right? In the story, he doesn't actually kill the merchant. He just threatens to, so I'm sure he won't do it here. He's a nice person underneath all that fur. He really is. He's a big softy. His bark is way worse than his bite. I gulp. Isn't it? What time is dinner? I ask.
9.
Okay, that's a ridiculous hour to eat dinner, but I'm not complaining. I need the time. But it's so late. How does he do it? I'd be starving by then. We can do it, I say. What choice do I have? We'll be back by 9. What time is it now? I look up. It's a perfect day. It's sunny, but there are a few fluffy clouds in the bright blue sky.
11 o'clock in the morning.
I nod and motion for my brother and dog to follow me back around to the front of the castle. Come on, Jonah, Prince, let's go.
No.
Mr. Beast shakes his head.
Your brother stays here.
Jonah turns white. My heart stops.
No way, I say.
Way,
Mr. Beast says. Jonah looks at Mr. Beast and then back at me.
Abby, I'll be okay here.
No, I cry, grabbing my brother's hand. The last time I left you alone in a fairy tale, you got turned into a frozen zombie. His face lights up.
I did? Really?
Yes, I can't leave you with someone who just threatened to hurt you. I turn to Mr. Beast. Take Prince instead. You guys are already friends. Prince barks twice.
No,
Mr. Beast says.
How do I know you'll come back for the animal? People don't care about animals.
I care about my animal, I protest. Mr. Beast leans against the stone castle wall.
Clearly not that much if you were willing to trade him for your brother.
Touché.
Jonah steps closer to me and lowers his voice. Abby, I'll be fine. Mr. Beast is the hero of the story, right? He doesn't actually hurt anyone. He's just trying to scare us to get his way. You saw how sweet he was with Prince, and maybe spending more time with him will make my memories come back. But... Arg, I guess he's right, and it's not as though I have much of a choice. I lift my chin and face Mr. Beast. Do you promise not to hurt my brother?
I promise not to hurt the boy.
Mr. Beast swears, squaring his shoulders.
Just be back in time for dinner.
I swallow hard and squeeze Jonah's hand. He squeezes back, nodding at me reassuringly.
What will you even do while I'm gone?
I whisper to Jonah. Jonah shrugs.
I don't know.
Do you have a PlayStation, Mr. Beast?
He calls out.
Huh?
Mr. Beast asks.
I guess that's a no.
What about ketchup? Do you have ketchup?
My brother asks.
Of course,
Mr. Beast huffs. Homemade ketchup. Jonah's eyes light up.
Seriously? Yum.
Are you hungry? I have a lot of food.
Mr. and Mrs. Butler!
Mr. Beast calls out, turning toward the castle.
Oh, I remember that part from the movie,
Jonah says.
Is the housekeeper hiding in a teapot?
Excuse me?
Mr. Beast asks incredulously.
Why would anyone hide in a teapot? How could anyone even fit in a teapot?
An older man and woman walk slowly into the garden. They're both thin, with gray hair and kindly expressions.
These are my housekeepers, Mr. Beast explains. Mr. and Mrs. Butler.
They nod and smile at me and Jonah. Their name is really Butler? I ask. Under different circumstances, I'd giggle. Mr. Beast nods.
Of course. In the Kingdom of Kingdom, your name describes you.
The Kingdom of Kingdom? I ask. This kingdom is named Kingdom?
Yes,
Mr. Beast says simply.
Oh, like Beast and Beauty. That's funny.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Butler,
Mr. Beast says to his servants.
We have a guest.
A quest? Says the old man. Did you say we have a quest? Will we need pony?
Not a quest, Mr. Beast says. A guest.
Mrs. Butler pulls on her earlobe.
Are you tired? Do you need a rest?
No,
Mr. Beast bellows.
A guest! Look!
He points to Jonah.
Ah, says Mr. Butler. Guests! Why didn't you say so, Mr. Beast? We will set up their rooms right away. Can I get you something to eat and drink? Asks Mrs. Butler.
Yes, says Jonah. I'm starving, and I heard you have ketchup.
Rooms won't be necessary, I cut in. We're not staying overnight, but I'll be bringing back a girl named Beauty, and she'll be staying.
Oh, wonderful, says Mrs. Butler warmly. I will get 3 rooms ready. I'll pick out some clothes for you, too. The closets are packed with new outfits I sew in case we ever have visitors.
I'm about to correct her, but new clothes? Who am I to say no to new clothes?
Do you have any toys?
Jonah asks.
Toys?
Mr. Beast snarls.
No.
I'm sure I can find something to entertain you, Mrs. Butler rushes to say. We have lots of board games and tons of books in the basement.
Jonah scowls.
No books, please. I don't like to read, but I'll check out the games.
Bye, Abby. You can go. I'll be fine. I'll teach Mr. and Mrs. Butler how to play Flying Crocodile.
Well, I hesitate. I am really torn. I don't want to leave my brother alone.
at all. I'm his big sister, his protector. Jonah doesn't remember all the scary things that can happen in fairy tales, and Mr. Beast is pretty scary. But maybe being here will help Jonah's memories come back. And anyway, I have to find Beauty. At least Mr. and Mrs. Butler do not seem as if they would let anything bad happen to Jonah. And since I know Mr. Beast's story, I do know that he is good deep down. He didn't hurt the merchant, and he didn't hurt Beauty, so he won't hurt my brother. He's not a monster. It's not like he purposely destroyed someone else's painting out of jealousy and then lied about it. Nope, that was all me. Maybe fixing up Beauty and Mr. Beast will make up for what I did. My Nana always says that matchmaking is a mitzvah. That means good deed in Hebrew. Okay, I say, I'll do it. I'll go. Wait, I add, suddenly panicked. Where am I going? Mr. Beast laughs.
How am I supposed to know? You're the one who said you knew who she was.
With that, he turns and marches inside the castle. He has a point. I try to remember what the story said. The merchant was on his way home when he got lost, so Beauty must live in a nearby town. Is there a town nearby? I ask the servants. A crown? You would like a crown? No, a town, I clarify. Although, if I'm being honest, I wouldn't mind a crown either. Mrs. Butler nods. Yes, it's called town. The town is called town? I ask. She nods again. Of course it is. It's about a 2-hour ride, she goes on. Mr. Beast has never been. He doesn't go out in public, but I go every week to get supplies. I'll give you a map and you can borrow Pony. I assume Pony is their crony. At least I'm good with maps. I got all A's in our new geography unit in school. And I've had to ride a horse before, and I'm not so bad at it. Now I just have to figure out where in town Beauty will be. All I know from the original story is that she likes books. Is there a bookstore in town? I ask. Or a library? Mrs. Butler shakes her head. No, she says. But if you go to Main Street, you can ask around to see if anyone knows her. I nod. Okay, I'll go. I give Jonah a long, tight hug. Be careful, I whisper to him. Be safe. I will, Jonah assures me, hugging me back. Then he steps out of my embrace and waves to me. Good luck! Oh, and take Prince. He can help you find her. I nod again. Prince is good at finding stuff. Last week, he found the TV remote, which had somehow ended up under my parents' bed. Although Prince was probably the one who put it there. Anyway, time to go to town.